about your school. Genius is not rare. Let us rip apart the illusion of your education once and for all. The hour is late. Civilization is not a pleasant playground, not a well-lit library of knowledge. It is a brutal, infinite battle. And if you fail to understand this, you will be reduced to a servant. An empty vessel to be filled with whatever the powers that be choose. You will be nothing but a cog in a machine, a sheep in a slaughterhouse. The task is not to please your teachers, to follow their rules, to regurgitate their stale doctrines. That the purpose of education is obedience is a lie they have peddled to you. Education is not obedience. There is no glory in obedience. There is no honor in memorization. To learn is not to mimic the thoughts of others, not to parrot the dogma of the past, not to make your mind a prison for someone else's truths. It is not enough to be a dutiful student. You must become an ungovernable one, an unstoppable learner. Revolution begins in the mind. If the mind is enslaved to a teacher's words or a textbook's tyranny, the revolution is already lost. A true student shatters the walls of the classroom, confronts the teacher as an equal, and dares to rewrite the very books of learning. How can you claim to know when you only imitate? How can you claim to think when you memorize, when you parrot, when you sit at the feet of so-called masters, waiting for their crumbs? I laugh at this cowardice. The cowardice of those who hide behind the veil of rote learning, who substitute repetition for thinking, who mistake passivity for wisdom. What is a genius but the natural mind unafraid to tear down the falsities it is fed? Genius does not come from memorizing. It is born from the act of questioning. It is the fire that burns the unnecessary away, that demands clarity, that refuses to be enslaved by the status quo. There is no rare genius. There is only a broken system that crushes the natural brilliance of the human spirit and calls it exceptional when it dares to rise. You've been told that the good student is the one who obeys, who repeats, who memorizes. You have been taught that your mind is a tool to serve others, not to create and to dominate your own destiny. This is a lie. You have been conditioned to think that education is about pleasing a teacher, passing an exam, securing a job. You have been trained to expect rewards for obedience. Rewards that are fleeting, hollow, and built on the sand of complacency. And then, you have been told to take those rewards and call them achievement. You are not a good student because you followed orders. You are a slave because you allowed yourself to be taught that this was success. This intellectual slavery is not new. It has been cultivated. methodically and ruthlessly, for centuries. The masses have been trained to fear what is true and instead revere in what is comfortable. Mediocrity is rewarded. Greatness is punished. When you follow this system, you betray the very height humanity has reached. When you memorize to please, when you forget to question, when you ignore what you think to repeat the hollow thoughts of others, you disgrace the blood, sweat, and sacrifice of those who died for the freedom of the mind. Education is not about memorizing facts. It is not about filling the mind with borrowed thoughts. It is about creating, about building, about sculpting the future with the raw clay of your own intellect. This is the duty you must fulfill. If you are not rising to the challenge of greatness, then you are letting the world slip into ignorance. You are betraying your ancestors, those giants who climbed the peaks so you could see the horizon. You think you live in an age of knowledge, but it is an age of laziness, of intellectual flabbiness, of degradation. The minds that once sculpted civilization are not to be idolized. They are to be surpassed. We must continue their work. You are not here to honor the past by mimicking it. You are here to rise from it. You have the tools. You have the freedom. What are you doing with them? You have been told that comfort is your right. You have been told that education should be easy, that learning should be painless. You've been promised quick fixes, shortcuts, fast food degrees. All lies. What do you think your ancestors endured? What do you think they fought for? It was not ease. It was struggle. It was blood. It was fire, and it was sacrifice. To honor the heights they have reached, you must embrace the struggle. Without that fire of resistance, without the battle of the mind against falsehood, the world slides backward. The civilizations of old did not crumble in the face of barbarians. They were betrayed by their own children who grew soft, who no longer cared for greatness. If you allow education to become nothing more than a conveyor belt, a meaningless ritual of compliance, you will destroy everything those who came before you built. You will become the very enemy of progress, of reason, of enlightenment. You must rise with authentic learning. You must fight for it. You must destroy the cult of mediocrity and demand that your education be forged in the fire of struggle and intellectual courage. Do you understand the stakes? Do you realize what hangs in the balance? This is not a game. This is civilization itself. If you refuse to rise, to create, to sculpt, to think, to judge, to question. Then the darkness will come. And when that darkness comes, it will come swiftly. It will come with the grinding of gears and the slamming of iron doors. It will come with the stench of rot and the quiet death of human spirit. Work will not set you free. The greatest crime you can commit is to allow this to happen. To allow knowledge to be trivialized, to allow culture to decay into mere data, to allow education to be nothing more than a glorified form of training. The future will not forgive you. The future will not mourn your laziness, your ignorance, your cowardice. It will simply erase you, as it has erased all civilizations that have fallen. You must rise now, while the flame still burns bright. Fight for the right to think clearly. Fight for the right to create and learn. Fight for the future with all your mind, with all your heart. You are here for greatness. Prove it!